Hello and welcome to our next podcast. This is a big one for us today because that is a very important issue for us. Is there a cancer diet? Hello, Lothar, and welcome to the podcast again.
Hi, Klaus. Welcome.
So today we're looking at nutrition. There is this saying out there, there is no cancer diet. Diet may be helpful in prevention, but once somebody has cancer, diet is not helping anymore. Lothar, what is your view on is there a cancer diet?
First of all, I have to say, Klaus, I don't like the word diet. You know, because the word diet is like with, you know, Hollywood diet. And normally the word diet is something people are using for losing weight, okay? And when you look to great people like Gerson or Budwig or these people, you know, they never used the word diet. In German, they used the word Kost. I know it's very difficult because you can't translate it into English. The only translation maybe is food. But food is also not, in my mind, is not the right word. But anyway, I change your question, Klaus, to is there a nutritional therapy for cancer?
Good.
And here the answer is 100% yes. And I even would change the question. How can somebody believe that when we look to the history of nutritional therapies, how can somebody believe there is no cancer nutritional therapy? Think about when we go back in history, you find about nutritional therapies already 100 years ago. And especially in Europe, when you think about people like Dr. Max Bircher, you know, he opened in Switzerland already in Zurich, already in 1904, he opened his hospital. But what was his main therapy in his hospital? The main therapy was raw food. And to him, people from all over the world came already. This is more than 100 years ago. So they came because they found out that he can cure people who are serious ill. At that time, you know, a lot of people came with tuberculosis, with lung problems. Then, of course, all the cancer patients. Then a lot of people with serious heart problems came to him, with serious skin problems. And he was treating the patients and had this unbelievable great success. Then today, more. By the way, this Dr. Max Bircher, he's the guy who gave this famous Bircher Müsli his name. Let's jump to the 50s. We had this especially two unbelievable people, Dr. Max Gerson and Dr. Johanna Budwig. Even the nutritional therapy, one more with the juice and one more with the flaxseed oil, the milk and the quark or the cottage cheese, they had unbelievable success rates. They had unbelievable cases, and they are documented, and so on and so on. So, from my point of view, is how can somebody believe that we don't have a nutritional therapy? But for me, you know, the good thing is, Klaus, I and you also, both of us, we don't have to believe it. We have the big advantage. We know it.
Yeah, that's true.
How do we know it? Because, come on, we shake hands to so many people who did Gerson diet or who did the Budwig diet, and they became healthy. So how? I do not have to believe it, you know. I 100% know that there are very, very good nutritional therapies for different kind of illnesses, not only for cancer.
I agree. And I think also the issue comes with that idea of coming back to the word cancer diet. What usually in conventional medicine is observed and measured is the cell death. And they're looking for substances that basically can kill a cell. And now, obviously, the comparison they're making is this. Is this food, the mix of the food, and we use that and we put it in a dish where there's cancer cells, will it kill the cell? And it won't. So therefore, the assumption is probably there's no cancer diet. So they're looking still for substances that will kill something. And I think nutritional therapies have a different logic. They are wanting to increase the energy, coming back to the energy equation, They want to increase the energy in the body so that normal regulation can take place again and that thereby normal cell division can happen. So it is not a killing strategy that nutritional diets are doing. It is a strengthening strategy. Now, they're obviously two different philosophies again and theories, if you like, but I think this is why they cannot be compared.
Klaus, you know what I can't understand? That people are still going this way, you know. They still think that a cell which is not using the oxygen like it did before, that you have to kill the cell. You know, I want to give you an example. There are many studies out which are showing that a cancer cell can go back to a normal healthy cell. For example, if you have a colon cancer cell and you take a protein to it called frataxin, and you know what happens with this colon cancer cell? It becomes a normal cell. So in laboratory, there are so many proofs, there are so many studies which are showing that a normal cell can become a cancer cell and a cancer cell can become a normal cell. And I really don't understand why, let me say, that kind of science are still that people are still totally ignoring it, you know. Even if it's there, you just go to Google, you give it in, and the results are there. But there's still the conventional doctors are doing and saying, oh, you have to kill the cancer cell. I really can't understand. And of course, like Dr. Budwig, for example, she wrote, I don't know how, in how many books and articles, she wrote, what is the problem here? She wrote that, for example, if you have a cell and the cell, you know, has to do a cell division, a separation, you know, when it becomes from one to a cell to two cells. And then you don't have the right fats and phosphates and the cell membrane is not working correctly, then you don't have that this one cell becomes two cells. And this is what the Budwig diet is doing. The Budwig diet is not at all killing cells. No, it goes exactly the other way. The Budwig diet is trying that these cells, which are not going in these two cells, that this happens. And this is what I just don't understand. But I can't understand why they don't understand it, because the science for this is already there.
Absolutely. And not just for the last 2 years. We're talking 40, 50 years.
Oh, even more. Even more.
More than that, yeah. Now, Lothar, the two of us, we had this amazing opportunity and a super, super experience in meeting Dr. Johanna Budwig personally. And over her last 4 years in her life, and she was definitely an amazing woman, a genius, not an easy person to live with and to work with. And you even managed to write two books with her, which is an outstanding experience itself, especially if you know Dr. Anna Budwig. She was not an easygoing person. Now, for the listeners who maybe not know so much about Dr. Johanna Budwig, how would you say, what are the key components that it makes the Budwig diet, and maybe a couple of minutes, you know, so that the people understand the genius of her work and why it is so amazing and why it is something to definitely look at?
You know, I could talk about this for hours. Maybe, you know, what is the most genius thing here is, for me, it's simple. And I think this is the biggest challenge most people are having. People, they like to have it more complicated. People, they like to have it more, let me say, on a scientific-based basis and so on and so on. But if there was one scientist, it was Dr. Johanna Budwig. She was really an outstanding scientist, and this for her whole life, nearly 95 years. She was a scientist from the morning until the evening. And so what is so outstanding here? She was thinking about what is cancer. And then she found out all these, let me say, problems, challenges with trans fatty acids, all these problems with the mitochondria, all these problems with the cell membranes. And she thought about a solution. What can we do? What is the solution for the whole thing here? And you know what was the biggest mistake she did? She found a nutritional therapy. Because the challenge is that doctors and a unfortunately, also patients, they're not believing in nutritional therapies. They more believing in infusions. They more believing what people are teaching at university. And this is a big, big thing. If she would make, let me say, her Budvik diet in a pill or in an infusion, then, you know, all over the world, they would do the Budvik therapy. But now it's far away from there. And this is the big thing. So what at the end she found out, you know, she found a way how to change the cell membrane. She found a way to bring quite more energy into the body through this lipoprotein. A lipoprotein, for people who don't know what this word means, a lipoprotein is a mixture of protein and fat, of course. And she found a way to make this lipoprotein stable, that it can go into your mouth, into your stomach, into your colon, and then into your cells. And how did she make it? She made it with quark, with flaxseed oil. Flaxseed oil is a really outstanding thing. Maybe in another podcast we discuss more about flaxseed oil. So she used the quark, the flaxseed oil. You need milk. This is also very important. And also honey can help you a little bit. And this creation together makes this stable lipoprotein, which then gives you the energy you need, and which is changing the cell membrane, and which is changing the way how the mitochondria are using oxygen. So that's all, you know. The only challenge we have here, it's only a nutritional therapy.
Yeah, it's quite amazing how that, because it is so simple that people can't believe that it's working. And you're absolutely right. It is just because of that, it already is downgraded. And in people, the perception of it can't be something scientific. It can't be something that is strong enough to help the body. And by the way, for all the listeners, we have a video out there on our YouTube channel where we show you exactly how to make the morning quark the way we learned it from Dr. Johanna Budvik. And I think just to clarify that point, Lothar, in the last 10 years, we were kind of like laying back and observing that a lot of people out there put videos out how to make the oil quark mix for the breakfast. And unfortunately, and this is why we just said, no, sorry, we have to clarify that point. A lot of our videos are not complete. They do use elements of the Budvik diet, but they are not the original diet. So therefore, I think that video we put out, you will see exactly how to do that, just on a side note there. Now, Lothar, we then decided to basically offer the original Budvik diet and the complete Budvik protocol in our program, in our 3E center. What was the decision to go for that one? We could have also picked Gerson, we could have picked Macrobiotics. What was your thinking there to just more focus on Dr. Johanna Budvik diet?
Well, for me, there are two main reasons. The first, of course, is that I met Dr. Budvik personally. I had a big luck that I could work with her for so many years. And here, of course, the most important thing for me, or what impressed me most, was that I saw all the patients. I saw all the survivors. I could talk to them, and I saw all the letters survivors wrote to Dr. Budvik for so long time. So this was one reason for me. The second reason is, first of all, I have maybe to say here also, I like the Gerson therapy. I met many people who did the Gerson therapy and they became healthy. I also know a lot of people that did raw food therapy, and this was helping them. I also met a few with macrobiotic. But the most people I met, cancer patients, I mean here mainly, was Gerson and Budvik. But, you know, there is one big advantage, which is quite higher in the oil protein diet than with Gerson or macrobiotic or raw food or even Birch and these things. And this is that the Budvik diet is quite closer to the way how people normally eating. Because at the end, it is a vegetarian diet plus, of course, this special lipoprotein people have to mix and eat. So just to give you an example, when you do the Gerson diet, you do, you know, these 13 fresh pressed juices every day. But this is something which is far away how people normally eating. But in the Budvig diet, you know, if you are not a totally meat eater, the way how you eat there, the way how you cook, the things you are allowed to eat is so close to what, let me say, is normal in Europe or normal in America or in Australia. So I would say this is helping a lot of people. And even, I want to give you another example. I was in Saigon in Vietnam a few years ago to meet a Budvig group there. And you can imagine how people are normally eating in Vietnam. It's so far away from what we are eating in Germany. But it was not a big thing for this group. These people, by the way, they learned it in Singapore in hospital. It's also a very interesting story because a man, the father of one of the lady who found this group, was in a hospital in Singapore. And in this hospital, believe it or not, they did the Budvig diet. So sometimes it's really strange where you can find the Budvig diet. So anyway, at the end, even people, they are very far away from the food, from a normal vegetarian diet like Budvig, they can do it. And this, I think, is the big advantage of the Budvig diet compared to Gerson or macrobiotic or burger or raw food. It's not only, they all have great cases. There is no doubt about it. But I think to learn the oil protein diet is quite more easy than Gerson and macrobiotic.
Yeah, I think that's why we decided to implement it. I think also for everybody out there, there are a lot of people who are really keen to learn more details about the oil protein diet. And I think it's just very good timing because Lothar has just finished his two books, The Oil Protein Diet. It's where Lothar explains the oil protein concept plus the Oil Protein Diet Cookbook. They are both available now in English. And we give you the link again in the show notes on our website, www.theoriginalbudvigcenter.com. There you can see the links and you can get or buy the online book. It's an ebook with all the details. And also, please, if you're out there and you have questions about the oil protein diet, I think the only living pupil is Lothar and myself. So please contact us. And if you have questions, we're very keen to help and support because we believe that the original oil protein diet needs to stay original to have the most benefit. So therefore, we are keen supporter of that. Lothar, thank you very much for sharing today about the idea of cancer diet and a bit more specific, the oil protein diet from Dr. Joanna Budvig. And again, listeners, thank you very much for all the listeners today listening in. We appreciate it very much, your interest, and see you and speak to you in the next podcast. Bye from Klaus.
And bye from Lothar.